Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the New in Real Estate podcast. I am your host, Loida. You can find me anywhere on social media, Loida Velas on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, pretty much everywhere. So in this episode, I actually want to talk about social media and pretty much how my following and me being out there has gotten me clients and deals. So if you have been following me for quite some time, you know that I started doing YouTube videos back in 2015. Now, initially when I started creating videos, the reason that I did it was because I remember being a brand new agent and going on YouTube, and I wasn't really finding any women specifically giving their perspective on what it was like to be a brand new real estate agent. Along with that, I remember going online, going on YouTube, and trying to find out exactly what it was like to be an agent, how calls usually went. I remember I would watch a lot of videos from Derek Lipsky and Colton Lindsay, Kevin Ward, Mike Ferry, and again, there weren't really many women talking about real estate. So I saw that as an opportunity for me to kind of put my journey out there and also give back to those new agents and let them know exactly what I was learning, just in case they were feeling the same way that I was feeling, or they felt that they needed someone that they could relate to. Maybe someone that was younger, maybe a female. And that's pretty much how my journey started. So fast forward to today, I'm very close to hitting 70,000 subscribers. And you know, when I started my YouTube channel, it was something that I knew that I had to be consistent with. At the same time, in my mind, it's not like I was trying to be a YouTuber or just focus on creating content. For me, real estate was first. And then anytime that I saw a possibility of doing some type of video that would give back to agents and people watching me, something that would give them back any type of information that would help them in their business, I took that as an opportunity for me to create the videos. Over time, that's how I started to grow an audience. Everything was done organically. Up until this point, I have never paid for any advertisements. I have never paid for any leads, any likes, nothing. Not for YouTube, for Facebook, or Instagram. So as I started to grow my channel and as I started to put out content that was specifically targeting either buyers or sellers, and maybe it wasn't even targeting them, but it was talking about the processes of buying and selling a home, I slowly started to get leads coming in through my social media platforms. Now, if you are doing any type of videos or if you are trying to grow your social media, something that I do want you to know is that generally speaking, when you do start to get leads, most of the time they are going to be buyer leads. So a lot of the leads that I have gotten from social media have been buyers. However, I have gotten a handful of clients that were actual sellers, and many of them actually also needed to purchase. So something that I wanted to tell you about when I'm talking about social media and how it has brought me clients is something that actually happened this week. So Thursday evening, I get an email. It was like around 9:30 o'clock in the evening, and someone was on my website and they said, "Hey, I'm looking to sell my house. It's in XYZ city, and I see that you work a lot with sellers. Please email me back so that we can get in contact over the phone." So I emailed them back and I said, "Hey, I'd be happy to help. Go ahead and send me your phone number and a good time to reach you tomorrow." So that person did. Long story short, I connected with them the next day, which was on a Friday. And yeah, they were an actual real motivated seller. And when I asked them, you know, "How did you come across me?" They told me, "I was watching one of your videos on YouTube and you have a lot of content that it seems like you're training agents. And it seems like you're very knowledgeable in what you do. So you're the type of person that I feel could actually help me get my property sold." So this was a lead that was generated. And I didn't really do any effort to try and get this lead. This was organically generated from my videos that I post on my YouTube channel, on my May channel. So this is the power of social media, guys. Now, another example, yesterday evening, and this was maybe like around 6 o'clock in the evening, I get a phone call from an area code that is pretty close to here. So I answer, And initially, the woman that was speaking, she said, "Hey, is this Lloyd?" I said, "Yes, this is she. How can I help you?" She said, "You know, I was just watching one of your videos on YouTube. It was a cold call with a for sale by owner, and it was so good." And I was like, "Okay, great. Thank you. I'm glad that you enjoyed it." And she said, "You know what? I'm having such a big trouble finding a property in my area." And long story short, we had like a 30-minute conversation, and she is a cash buyer, and she reached out to me because she's having a hard time looking on her own. I believe that she mentioned she does have friends and knows people that were or are real estate agents, but it doesn't seem like they are active in the business. So this is another lead that I was able to get just because I have put out content out there. So if you're listening to this, maybe you're brand new, maybe you have been in the business for quite some time, I urge you and encourage you to start posting content on social media. Something that I tell a lot of agents is that there will be a lot of people that watch you. Maybe they don't follow you. Maybe they're not subscribed to you. Maybe they don't like, or maybe they don't comment on what you're posting, but they are watching. And the moment that they have a need for a real estate service, whether it's buying or selling or any type of question, you're probably going to be the first one that they think of just because you're always popping up on their feed. Or maybe they're researching or somehow come across you. You're going to be that person that comes to the top of their mind. So what type of videos can you be creating right now? If you want to start to create videos and post them on YouTube, a great video suggestion would be a market update. A market update for what's going on in your city and give your opinion. What is it like for buyers right now? If it's out here like it is in Southern California, we are in a seller's market. There's very low inventory. A ton of buyers are out there and it's just bidding wars and people paying more than market value, appraisal contingencies being removed. I mean, these are just some video ideas. So you can talk about a market update. You can talk about the top five reasons why you should move to Los Angeles or wherever it is that you're located. Little things like that. Other ideas can be you creating videos that are educational for consumers, whether it's for buyers or sellers. You can also do videos that are like a vlog style, showing people what it's like to be a real estate agent in real life, not what you see on TV. You can also do perhaps interview style videos. Maybe there are certain restaurants or organizations in your community that you want to interview the main person in charge or the owner of that company. These are great suggestions. And the best thing of doing that is that let's say you do collaborate, for example, with a restaurant, they are going to be excited to share that video to their network. And that's just now going to expose you to a lot more people that perhaps had no idea who you were. And now if they have any real estate need or question, they're going to think of you for that. And they're probably going to reach out to you or the owner so that you guys can get connected. So these are just some examples that I wanted to give you. A lot of this social media breakdown, I actually will be going over in the bootcamp that I do host. And by the way, the next bootcamp is going to be starting in March. So be on the lookout for that. Right now, we're about to start the third week of the New York Real Estate Bootcamp that I started in February. And I can tell you that a lot of the agents that are in there are really excited. They're all learning so much than they probably have learned where they have been at in their brokerage. So I definitely encourage you to look into my bootcamp. I also have a lot of exciting programs and possible courses that I'm working on. So if you want more information for that, make sure that you just click on the link in the description box or just go to my website, lloydofalaskas.com/new agent. So that's it for this episode. I hope that after listening to this, you guys feel more encouraged to start putting yourself out there, especially because the power of social media and video specifically might get you more deals effortlessly. So thanks again for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on any of the streaming platforms, I would love it and appreciate it if you left me a comment, a review, and let me know what you guys think of the episode and the podcast. Thanks again, and I'll see you on the next one.